Now let's turn to our colleagues at the BBC in London for a look at the biggest international stories coming this week. Today, I'm joined by Rich Preston for that. And we begin in the South Pacific. The Secretary General of the United Nations is on a tour of the South Pacific all week. What's he doing there, Rich?
Well, this is all about climate change, Lauren, ahead of a climate summit due to happen in New York in September. Antonio Guterres has already been to New Zealand on his trip, and while he was there, commended the country's leader, Jacinda Ardern, for legislation that's been drafted that will make New Zealand almost carbon neutral by 2050. But Mr. Guterres says countries are not living up to their commitments they made at the Paris Climate Conference in 2015, and says if we don't get back on track, we face, quote, total disaster. So as part of his trip, he's going to Fiji, Tuvalu and Vanuatu, which incidentally is about 6,000 miles from where you are in Phoenix. And these are areas that are already feeling the effects of climate change.
What's happened there?
Well, in particular, they're seeing increased damage from higher ocean levels. And some people living on the islands fear their homes will become unlivable in the near future. And that could mean a refugee situation in the South Pacific, as people living across hundreds or even thousands of islands up sticks and head elsewhere. Where would they go? Australia, Papua New Guinea, Indonesia, the Philippines? Who knows?
All right. So we've heard a lot recently regarding trade tariffs in relation to China. But this week there could be moves to introduce tariffs on goods and services traded with India, I understand. What's the situation?
Yes, well, we're waiting to see if India launches its own retaliatory tariffs against American goods on Thursday of this week. Now, that's after the US placed a duty on certain steel and aluminium products. Now, India had asked for an exemption, but it was denied. So India's been considering whether to introduce its own tariffs on American products. President Trump highlighted India in a rally last week, threatening to end preferential treatment of India. And the US Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross warned India against the introduction of tariffs, saying the US would then ratchet up the pressure.
Is there any end in sight?
Well, India's been slightly preoccupied of late, wrapping up its massive general election, and the government there doesn't really have any interest in provoking a further damaging trade war with the US. Talks between the two countries are continuing, but what India decides this week will influence what happens next.
All right. And on Sunday, Rich, a public referendum in Switzerland is happening. It may be of interest to some of our listeners here. What are the Swiss voting on?
Well, guns. There's a long tradition of gun ownership in Switzerland, and military service is mandatory. And in fact, many Swiss choose to buy their military rifle from the government once they've finished their conscription. There's also a long tradition of sharpshooting and hunting. But Lauren, after the terror attacks in Paris in 2015, the European Union brought in new rules on owning semi-automatic weapons. That included a tracking system to try and make it harder to move weapons across the continent. So voters in Switzerland, which is not part of the European Union, are voting on whether or not to bring Swiss laws more in line with EU laws. Latest polls suggest 55% of people are in favour of tightening the rules.
But if Switzerland isn't part of the EU, does it really matter?
Well, yes, it does, because while they're not part of the EU, Switzerland is part of something called the Schengen Zone. That's the agreement among many European countries for easy travel across borders. So there's no passport control on the roads or at airports for people travelling between countries which are part of the Schengen Zone. And if Switzerland doesn't change its laws to bring them more in line with Europe, that could affect Switzerland's participation in the Schengen Agreement. And that could have an effect on Swiss people wanting to travel around Europe, as well as things like the sharing of security information and intelligence.
All right. And anything else this week, Rich?
Well, yes. This Wednesday is 130 years since the Eiffel Tower opened to the public.
Wow.
So celebrations in Paris marking that anniversary, including light shows at the tower itself through the evening.
All right. That is the BBC's Rich Preston joining us from London. Rich, thanks as always.
Thanks, Lauren.